Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, folks. Every other Wednesday, we visit with folks from the New Orleans & Company, and this week we'll visit with Stephanie Turner, Senior VP of Convention Sales and Strategy for New Orleans & Company. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. Good to be with you again.
Stephanie, I wanted to start out, I know it's not y'all's program, but I wanted to remind folks that Wednesday at the Square is today, and they have Ram Dehaty as well as Trumpet Mafia. Stephanie, I know you've had to have seen Trumpet Mafia. They're absolutely incredible. Great opportunity at Lafayette Square today. I think it's 5 o'clock, five to 8. Just wanted to remind folks about that.
Couldn't ask for better weather and the better way to end the week. It's hump day, so you're not ending the week, ending the day, right? But yes, go to Wednesday in the Square. Enjoy.
Well, I was going to say, if you're ending your week on Wednesday, I want your job.
If only.
If only, yeah. I know Walt's not going to allow that to happen for sure, right?
We make it a point to speak every day. Even on the weekend.
So give us an update. What do we see coming? I know we've got Zurich Classic coming our way. Exciting lineup there. Jazz Fest, the Stones. That's huge. French Quarter Fest is right knocking on our door as well. But there's a lot more, right?
There is a lot more, and it's been a good start to the year. Our convention sales team was very successful in booking some shows into the beginning of 24, actually at tail end of the pandemic during 2021 and 2022. So, you know, we had Anheuser-Busch that was here. Everyone saw the Clydesdales go down Bourbon Street, and they're actually here for one of their conferences. And True Value was here for a big show. And so we'll roll into American Chemical Society is just here. And then we had a big Tampa volleyball event, and our school board folks are going to be here in orthodontist. So we have a very full calendar this year. You know, half of what we do is at the convention center here at New Orleans & Company and our convention sales team, and the other half that we book in hotel single meetings. So people might not hear the name or see the name, but there are thousands and thousands of meetings really taking place all spring long in our hotels in the area.
So when we look at the percentage of folks that come here, I think you guys post data that says nearly 30% of visitors come to attend a meeting, a trade show, or an exhibition.
That's about right, yeah, 30%. And the difference, so 70% falls into everything else, leisure, Mardi Gras, festivals, all the things you just mentioned, all those great individual things. You might come with friends and family. What makes meetings and conventions so interesting is it's like having a little business startup here for 3 or 4 days. They conduct business. They do business with so many small business folks here in the city. They engage caterers, security, cultural bearers. You know, people go on tours. They have shuttles. So we really run a series of little businesses throughout a 3 to 4 day meeting. And that's what makes the meeting side so important to our destination. While it only represents 30%, these people spend so much more. And what also makes it important, Newell, and we've talked about this before, we don't have the amount of business travel that goes into other cities, to Atlanta or Dallas or Nashville. So our community, our business communities really relies on, as well as our restaurants and attractions, this group of folks coming in for meetings and conventions.
So I understand that industry that you just outlined exceeds 1.6 trillion U.S. dollars, according to a study by Events Industry Council in partnership with Oxford Economics. And I guess because of that amount of spend, the competition is increasing every year, right?
Every year. And that's a global spend. But yes, I mean, we're seeing competition not only nationally, but globally. I find just in my years in the business, the world's become a much smaller place. So the idea that you're going overseas for a meeting isn't really surprising. But competitively, you know, we were just talking about this earlier. Used to see 2 to 3 year rotations for large meetings coming in out of New Orleans, and even sporting events for that matter. Every 3, 4, 5 years, maybe a Super Bowl or Final Four, something like that. But the competition and the growth happening in cities really elongates the return cycle. And so we have to ensure that we are always in touch with these customers. And we had an all staff meeting yesterday, and we showed the duration of time it takes to book these larger meetings. On average, it takes 2+ years to book a larger meeting, and you could be booking that meeting 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years into the future. So your relationship cycle with customers lasts decades. And so if you just think about your own consumer spending, you go in, you buy something, and you leave, and you try to remember the person you bought it from that was super nice. We stay with people the entire duration, from when we solicit them to when we bring them here to see what the destination can do, how we can host comparatively when they're here maybe on a tour of 3 to 4 cities. And then our work begins on the services side to help them plan and prepare and get ready to have their meeting here in New Orleans. So before anyone ever hears about it, there's a lot of work that goes into ensuring that everything goes well.
Well, let's talk about the competition for a moment. I've actually had the opportunity to discuss and talk about Nashville with a lot of folks that recently attended stuff there. A lot of cranes in the sky. I know here we haven't had that many ground-up hotels built in the last decade, but you're seeing more and more of that as this competition increases, right?
You do, and you've seen it all over the place. And interestingly, in a four-year span, so from 2020 to 2024 through the pandemic, Nashville added over, I think the number's close to 7,000 rooms to their inventory, and that's both in their downtown and their immediate area. But that's explosive growth, and that's growth that then allows them to host things they couldn't before. You know, their capacity grows. So when your capacity grows, then you can steal business from other places. You know, and a place like Nashville also has a great deal of corporate business. They have some impressive companies that are headquartered there. You know, they're also, Nashville is also the state capital, which that means that all that business, you know, that happens like in Baton Rouge with that being our state, happening in Nashville as well. And then you add in the whole music component and country music and recording studios. So Nashville is very dynamic and quite a fierce competitor, you know, very much so.
So obviously that puts pressure on us, and we just have to be more and more innovative. And as a result of that, you guys develop a new brand called Built to Host. That's about 3 years old now. How's that working out?
It's working out very well. We're in the third phase, so we're updating the brand. Still will be Built to Host. We think it really speaks iconically to who we are. And it always, Built to Host always starts with the people here and our culture that makes New Orleans so unique. And so one of the cornerstones or the tenets of Built to Host is about the uniqueness and diversity of our people. It's important, and coming out of the pandemic, the seriousness of meeting destinations are very much on business event planners' minds. Just thinking back to a show that we attended in January, you know, we were next to Orlando and you saw nothing about Disney. You know, Vegas doesn't speak about gambling. And obviously those things are very important part of their destinations. But event organizers are looking for a place where they can do serious business, where the city itself is serious and has the attributes. And on the people part of it competitively, the tenure in our hospitality community across our hotels, our convention center, the venues, that's one of our competitive advantages. But it's very important that we're able to point to our customers all the innovative things that are happening. You know, there was great interest in New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, great interest in the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, great interest in sustainability and wind energy, all things that, you know, as New Orleanians, we all like to talk about the fun thing, what we're going to eat next, where we're going to go, what festival, who we're going to dinner with. I mean, all it's our DNA. It's who we are. So we have to learn competitively as salespeople, and we have, you know, a great tenured group here in the building and in our community. We speak on these issues all the time, and we talk about the oyster shells that are collected and then restored to the coast, or the glassware that's collected at 80 bars and restaurants for glass half full. So we're all learning, and I think that's one of the great things about New Orleans and Company, is our different departments. Kevin Ferguson, who leads our external affairs group, really is connected to the community, so he is continually introducing us to people that we may not know or may not know the details, so that we can really live out this ideal that if New Orleans is a great place to live and work, then it's a great place to visit. And we here in the building work very hard to connect all those dots for our customers, because when they're here, many of them go and do community service, or they do give back, or they make donations, which is something that really contributes to our own, you know, local citizens. And we're very proud of that in the meetings industry.
You know, it's interesting, Stephanie, your fiercest competitor in a lot of the industries within hospitality is also your best collaborator, right? Because you need everyone to succeed. So if you look kind of at the convention center, for example, they put on a lot of this. So do hotels. But we need both to excel, right, in order to have that overall product to go compete regionally and across the country.
That's right. And I think competitively what makes us good is when, you know, we bring a customer to town, and I'll use a larger customer example because that engages the larger community. What a customer walks away with is that we compete together first, and then, you know, maybe if a couple hotels are competing for that particular meeting, they'll, you know, as we say, slug it out. But we show up as a destination wherever we go, when we're at trade shows, when we're traveling, especially when the customer's here. Because, you know, we have smaller growth in terms of new hotel development. We've only opened 800 and something rooms since 2020. We're thrilled to have the Four Seasons and the Virgin. But competing and knowing that your staff, from general managers to salespeople to staff, are taking care of their meeting attendees is something that we do exceedingly well. And I think that's why Built to Host has been really successful, because it does ring true. It is something that is symbolic about us and our nature, and really is only found here in New Orleans, our own unique brand of hospitality.
Obviously, new administration comes in, transition, a lot of the different boards and folks that are going to be influencers come through. It's the natural progression of things every time there's an administration change. How has that gone so far?
It's going very well. I think there's a real feeling that everyone wants to help us improve in everything that we do. We've made great strides since COVID, but much like, you know, our community, we welcome everyone in and to help make New Orleans a better destination, Louisiana a better state, because we know if they come to New Orleans, then there's a better chance of them going somewhere else. And so we're big supporters of anything happening in our state that we can also help promote to our customers, to their attendees. And anytime anybody wants to make things better, like the state troopers helping out, that's always a wonderful thing. So we, I think, are welcoming by nature, and we welcome anyone's assistance. And, you know, our role here at New Orleans and Company is to drive visitation to the destination, which also is to the state. And so no matter what parties in power, our job is to work collaboratively, and we take that quite seriously.
I was looking at some of the conventions coming in on your 2024 calendar, and it kind of struck me. What is the number where of attendees that you would call a big convention? Is there such an animal?
There is an internal number that we use, you know, as in the business. You know, we usually use around, and I'll use hotel rooms, about 2,500, because then you're getting into multiple hotels. So if you think about the Hilton, just as an example, because it just popped in my mind, it's about 1,600 rooms. So, you know, you're thinking about three or four hotels that are called a citywide. When we get around 5,000 rooms, it really creates what we call compression. So if you think about the city like an airplane, and as they sell seats, you know, things change. It's kind of the same way. And you might recall, we had a really slow summer last year. We did not have any citywide conventions at all, just the way the pandemic impacted our booking ability. And it was also a year that was stacking up to be slower before the pandemic. So when you look at some of the folks that are coming in this summer, we're very, very excited that we're going to have a very good summer. We've got the Evangelical Lutherans coming. It's about 18,000 kids from around the country. They will eat every chicken finger around. So just public service announcement, please stock up on chicken fingers and french fries. But they're great. I mean, I can remember when I lived downtown and watching the kids from the top of the One Shell Square just walk down Poydras to the Dome. It's pretty exciting to see. And then we have another repeat customer who we enjoy so much, been here for many, many years, the Ancient Egyptian Arabic Order of the Noble and Mystic Shrine, the American Legion. So we're very excited about those folks who are coming to spend part of their summer with us here this year.
American Dental Association, with 24,000 attendees, seems to be one of the largest that you have over this summer, right?
Yeah, that's actually going to be in October.
In the fall. Yeah.
In the fall. And then, we're also very happy that Health System Pharmacist comes back in December. You can imagine there are not a lot of huge meetings that happen in December. And so our team works tirelessly in the community to solicit and confirm as many as we can into the future. Because that really, you know, when you can have a great third quarter and a busy December, because those are, you know, our tougher periods, it obviously, when you have peak times like we're in now, it really does make a difference for our entire community. You know, when you can really help even out a peak in a valley, especially for our small business members and community folks that rely on that stream of customers coming into the city.
Final thoughts?
I think I need to go get a change of clothes and go to Wednesday in the Square is what I'm thinking.
I may sit there.
Because I think the dress and the heels are going to be really appropriate to stand around the Square, but, you know, why not?
Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of Trumpet Mafia, so I'm going to try and I don't have to drag my wife down there because she loves them as well. So if you've not seen Trumpet Mafia, you really want to see them. They're really, really good. Really enjoy them. And always enjoy the conversation with you, Stephanie Turner. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you at the Square.
See you later. Thanks so much, Noel.
All right. That's Stephanie Turner, Senior VP of Convention Sales and Strategies for New Orleans and Company, pushing their built-to-host brand. Been bringing a lot of successes to the city. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We have some time to go to the talk line, so something you want to talk about, give us a shout. We'll be right
back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.